Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Zagura, Kid, Wilhelm, bringing in our producer, Mr. Matt Fontana, today for a little Friday forecast.
Number one.
Gentlemen, we start with some rookies. Who will have the better pro career, Cameron Irving or Danny Shelton?
I think this is a real tough one because I think they're both going to be all pros. But I'm going to go with Cam Irving because I believe that the longevity of an offensive lineman typically will be longer than a run-stopping big guy who tend to perform very well through their first contract, maybe not so well in the second one.
And I think you're right. I'm going to go Cam Irving as well. And the reason why, as I talked about him, you know, this week, he'll blend in and be a part of a very good line. And I think the expectations, as bad as we were in stopping the run or a lack thereof it, people are expecting us to go from like 32nd to like 10th with Danny Shelton. And if we don't, they're going to seem like it's a failure. And so the expectations on Danny Shelton are a little bit higher than they are from Cam Irving because all he has to do is do his job very solid, where Danny Shelton, you want the sacks, you want the TFLs, you want to stop the run and keep teams under 100 yards, which might not happen on a week-in, week-in basis in the NFL.
I'm going to change it up and go Danny Shelton. I think when you are – he's going to come in, he's going to turn this run defense from the 32nd-ranked run defense and help them get up in the top half of the league and become one of those guys that he is going to be, in my opinion – synonymous with this franchise. Fans are going to love him. He's got a unique look. I think he's going to go on and be that kind of a difference maker and somebody who is just kind of ends up being an icon here in Cleveland.
Number two.
That would be great.
Other than those two, the Browns rookie that will have the biggest impact this year other than the two first rounders.
Well, I gave a little tease earlier in the show. Defensive rookie of the year, in my estimation, Nate Orchard will be the biggest impact player, probably even a bigger impact player than either of the first two guys.
I think in their rookie year, I think Nate Orchard will make an impact, but I think Duke Johnson and his role in the offense, both in the backfield and out of the backfield as a change of pace guy on the ground and a mismatch guy, love to see him line up against a guy like Ryan Shazier and just eat him alive, you know, in his second year. So I'm going to go Duke Johnson will have the biggest impact in this rookie class.
All right, I'll just kind of keep it different. Xavier Cooper, I didn't highlight him earlier, was dominant. He looks like a mean-spirited individual. He looked great, but I'm going to surprise everybody. Malcolm Johnson's going to come in here and play Marcel Reese for this team, and he's going to catch 40 balls and be an impact player.
Malcolm Johnson's going to catch 40 balls?
Malcolm Johnson. I decided after one day of rookie minicamp. One of my new favorites on the team.
Number
I would have said Duke Johnson, by the way, or Nate Orchard, but you guys did it before I did.
All right, guys, following up the Cardale Jones, Joakim Noah back and forth. If you could have any two people, celebrities, athletes, your co-hosts, whoever it is, who would you like to see in a boxing match?
Well, I think if you watch TNT a little bit, there's a little bit of maybe conflict beneath the surface between Charles and Shaq going back to the old days when they played. I'd love to see Charles and Shaq get in the ring together.
Really? Interesting.
I would like to see Mel Kiper and Todd McShay box it out over their mock drafts.
Mel Kiper.
That's definitely better than mine, for sure. Winner.
I would like to see, since I'm going to try to keep it Cleveland-centric for a second, I would like to see Ronda Rousey with Kelly Olynyk of the Celtics. I'd like to see her just tear his arm out of his socket and have it be done by Ronda Rousey, done by a woman. I think that would, but for right now, for me, that would amuse me. I'm trying to think of what else I would like to see. What about Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas?
That's a good one.
Dream team snub, bad blood there.
All-star.
What about Dennis Rodman, Ron Artest?
Oh, now that's better. You talking crazy? You want crazy guys fighting? That's. Wilhelm, you're good at this game.
Wilhelm, you're good. Yeah. All right, that's it. You guys don't want to see, no, that's not good, Ronda Rousey humiliating that guy from the Celtics?
Not really.
Mitch Kramer?
Great. Nah. I'd like to see, what about Kevin Love, Kelly Olynyk?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pett and Mike Tomlin?
Post-rehab.
What about Mike Pett and Rex Ryan?
I like Pett. Even with a skinny Rex, I like Pett.
I'll take Pett in that fight, for sure.
How about Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh?
Wilhelm's the winner of this game.
What about Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll? Don't they hate each other?
Yeah.
What about Michael Crabtree, Richard Sherman?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one right after that game.
You're pulling up in a second.
I'm coming in. I'm coming up. I'm coming up.
Go ahead, Matt. Number four.
I just want to stick on this one, actually, for the rest of the show.
What do you have? Fontana, who would you throw out there?
How about Fontana, Aaron Goldhammer?
Or Fontana and Gibbs?
Gibbs is a big dude.
What about Dino Goldhammer?
What about Dino Gibbs?
Those might be the two tallest boxers ever.
The Twin Towers.
6'8 each. Pettin Tomlin was my go-to. I'm trying to think Browns, because I don't know why. If I was in a fight, I would want Mike Pettin on my side. I don't know why.
Fair.
So I'll have to think about it. But we'll give you another one to think about. The final David Letterman show is coming up pretty soon. Who's your favorite late night host?
I'm not really a late night guy, but I like Jimmy Kimmel from his appearances on Howard Stern, so I'd go with Jimmy Kimmel.
You know what? I know he's not in his seat anymore, but the one guy that I would tune in and watch the most consistently, because I'm never up that late, and if I am, I'm not watching a late night TV show like that, is I always used to watch Leno.
I like back in the day when SportsCenter was like with Dan Patrick. It used to be 11 o'clock SportsCenter. You get a little Dan Patrick.
Yeah, but that's not
that
late
night
show.
I'm going to call that late night show. I know Jimmy Kimmel maybe would be my favorite. But I don't really love
it. What about Jimmy Fallon? No?
Fallon's good.
Fallon's good.
I've watched
less than 10 times in my life if I watched any of those shows.
I'm probably a baker's dozen.
I like watching when like Saturday Night Live does like spoofs of late night shows.
Yeah.
Like when David Letterman got any gum.
Hoo-hoo! Ha!
Got any gum? Or like especially when they do. Oh, by the way, speaking of, did you see Eric Carey showed up on Letterman?
No.
Yes.
Did he?
Yes. Will Ferrell as Harry Carey showed up on Letterman this past
that
week.
Was actually
look it up.
Kind of good.
That was a good one.
But stop right there.
I'm not going to do it again. Okay. It gets worse with everyone.
Yes, it does.
Diminishing marginal utility.
That's right.
Number five.
Final one, guys. For Mother's Day this Sunday, should you take your mom out to eat, or do you actually attempt to cook for her yourself?
Actually, it's a little embarrassing to say it, but this is what my mom wants. My mom typically cooks for everybody else. A brunch, but that's what she wants, so that's what she gets. My wife prefers to be wined and dined, so we take her out to dinner.
There you go. My mom is actually the same in most cases. This year, she decided, you know what, I want to be spoiled this year, but we mostly do brunch at her house, so we'll be taking her out and enjoying a brunch. And my wife, she can choose whatever she wants to do and, you know, have it and enjoy her Mother's Day however she so chooses.
As she should.
Right.
The kid in your house, it's a Mother's Weekend, I'm told.
It is a Mother's Weekend. It is. I don't know where you hear that, but
Father's Weekend.
You get Father's Day, and
no,
she gets Mother's
he's getting
Weekend.
Father's Weekend.
I'll take Father's Day. I need 4 hours for Father's Day, and then that's fine. Maybe 4.5 if the course is playing slow. But now Mother's Day, you know, tough job. My wife deserves the whole weekend.
What a nice guy. I think definitely take my mom out to eat, because if I cooked, I'd grill, and my mom doesn't eat the meats.
Yeah.
She's a vegetarian, as it were. So there it is.
See, I don't even take – my mom, all she asks for is landscaping for Mother's Day, because it's always about that time of the year. She needs stuff done in the yard, so I literally go over there. Her Mother's Day gift hasn't changed in 10 years.
I will be doing that for at our residence for my wife as a gift.
Yeah, my mom and my wife both know better on that. And in fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to cut the grass, and my mom had this – nightmare of me cutting off my hand, so she never let me use a lawnmower, so I've always employed landscapers because of that.
I used to be a lawnmower guy. I used to make a little bit of cash. One time I burned my foot on the lawnmower.
Yeah, it could happen.
And I got it turned into like a bubble of stuff like as big as my fist, and then I popped it, and it was gross.
I was always better as a lemonade stand guy. I was not afraid to stop traffic, like run in the middle of traffic and make a car stop. Once you made them stop, they had to buy a glass of lemonade.
Entrepreneur since the beginning, right?
You've always been an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Dangerous game, though, the kid running out there. By the way, G.I. George has a good one. Ray Farmer versus Kyle Shanahan.
It's good, but it wouldn't be fun to watch.
I think Ray Farmer would just
domination,
be an annihilation.
Yeah,
it'd be an annihilation. All right, that'll do it for us here on a very fun Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got to thank Warren Moon for calling in. Got to thank new Browns tight end Randall Telfer for stopping by with us as well. Wishing him a speedy recovery coming off of that foot surgery. Minicamp for the rookies will continue tomorrow and Sunday over the weekend, and then we'll probably have some roster moves coming at you when we kick things off next Monday here again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Golden Boys are next.